You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are joined by two very special guests to discuss an exciting project and a possible opportunity for you to get involved in. Ben Randall is a Community Connection Coordinator, and Iris Athanasiadi is an artist working in the realm of mindfulness and multisensory experiences. And she's offering a series of sensory movement workshops and is here to tell us a little bit more about them. Thank you both so much for joining me. So first of all, Iris, can you tell us a little bit about what a multisensory movement workshop is and what's going to be happening in them?
Absolutely. So I, as an architect, choreographer and performer, I have created a hybrid methodology and practice which has to do with movement in space and time and really addressing senses other than vision. So I am really trying to cultivate a space and an environment when touch is important, where hearing is important, the smell is important. And we are able to do that through the body because movement is our natural way of communicating. And sound is also something that can facilitate this communication. So these series of workshops aim to heighten the other senses in a way that's poetic, in a way that's imaginative, and really cultivate a welcoming and nurturing environment for people.
And was this, did you have people with sight loss in mind when you were sort of thinking about this, or was it just something that you personally were interested in, wanted to explore a little bit further?
Thank you for this question. It's a really important shift in my interest and practice as an artist, because I started making work in dark spaces. So I had sighted people covering their eyes and experiencing the world with other senses. And very quickly for me, it became a question of how I can make my work accessible to many audiences, and how, because the experience through the other senses is more powerful in a way, how I can make the world experience something like that through their body, through their other senses. So now my perspective has shifted towards learning more, opening up my practice to different audiences, and really engaging people from different communities.
And Ben, RNIB have been involved in sort of that aspect of it, of informing the community and getting people involved. Can you tell us a little bit about how RNIB have sort of been involved with Iris in this project?
Yeah, absolutely. So Iris came to us and, you know, approached us with this idea, and we thought it was a fantastic opportunity to get the community involved in such a project, because it's a fantastic opportunity to explore something different. And I think, you know, ourselves and the community who's going to be involved will get a lot from it and learn a lot from it. And perhaps, you know, there's something for everybody to learn. So we've kind of been gauging interest from there, really.
And like Ben's just suggested there, Iris, this is something that people might never have been able to try before, a new, completely new experience. What do you expect people to get out of it?
So there are two strands within this process. One is the workshops that we are talking about, and that is the very nourishing experience of learning more about yourself, learning more about how to connect with others and the spaces you're in through your body and senses. And this is for me the way to have these otherworldly experiences, but really bring it back to your center. So how do you connect with your authentic self through movement? That is going to be the content of the workshops. But at the same time, we will have group conversations after every workshop so that we can exchange our experiences and find a way to feed these into a new artwork. The idea for the workshops is to also engage the community in a design process, which is traditionally very vision oriented, but find a way with the workshop participants to use our other senses to create a physical space. So the space inside of an installation, so that we can share that with other people who will visit the installation.
It sounds like quite a collaborative process that, you know, you're going to have the workshops and then you're going to be able to discuss them afterwards and then going on to the physical piece of art. Was that quite important to you to be quite collaborative with the community?
It is integral to the process, and this work and this installation cannot exist without the community input, the community participation in the workshops and in the process. So they are very much part of the work itself.
And we've touched a little bit about our mindfulness there. What does mindfulness mean to you in your day-to-day life? And are these workshops a space where people can think a bit more about mindfulness and just to take a minute to be present?
Yes. So mindfulness for me is a way of living. And through these workshops, I aim to cultivate this state of being among the participants and really give them tools and a method to practice that in daily life. Because mindfulness is about the practice. It's something you can build in your life and you can attend to. And this is how you create, you know, this new habit, this new way of being, really.
So with these workshops, can you give us a little bit of the logistics? How long will they take? Who can come? And how can we get involved?
Absolutely. So each workshop is an hour long, and it consists of about 45 minutes of movement, sensory movement, as we talked about, and then about 15 minutes of discussion and reflection among the group. And because I've mentioned movement, I want to stress out how there's no requirement of, you know, having attended a movement workshop before, and everything we do is based on our bodies and the way they feel at that time in space. So there's no requirement to do anything or push for anything that feels uncomfortable.
Are these in person or are they on Teams?
We are working on coming up with the hybrid method of having these workshops, because we're very much still into the pandemic. So I understand that how many people might not be comfortable with traveling or the logistics of getting somewhere. So we are going to try to accommodate everyone, really.
Ben, where can we sign up and get in touch with you to get involved in some of these workshops?
Yeah, so if you are interested in getting involved, we are, you know, hopefully looking to start these, you know, as soon as we get the interest, because, you know, we need the people first before we can really get this started. But the idea is, you know, early 2022, so in the next few months. So yeah, if you would like to get involved, you can send me an email. It's ben.rendell@rnib.org.uk. So that's ben.rendell@rnib.org.uk. Or you can give me a call on 0207 391 2075, and if you do forget any of those, you can of course just contact the RNIB helpline and they'll pass your message on, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both very much for joining me. Best of luck with it and keep in touch with how it goes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.